Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The evidence is gone, but the nightmare continues. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
There's been a lot of allegations this last week against Diddy. This time we saw some pretty powerful ones coming from a former bodyguard of his from the 90s, stating that, I saw some of these parties. There was A-listers there. There was politicians there. There were very high in power people at these parties, where I'm talking about the freak off parties, where things were really, you know, extreme. There's even a video allegedly being shopped around right now, with apparently an A-lister on there. It didn't say political or music or, but A-lister of some sort, that apparently was unaware they were being filmed, in this, but you can clearly see who they are. We do not know who that is yet. Tell me about that. I mean, if you are someone who went to a Diddy party and, you know, you may be on this film, do you think there's quite a few people right now going, God, I hope that's not a clip of me?
I think there are a number of high level folks who are kind of biting their fingernails to see exactly what is going to be come out and be made public. And attending a raucous party in and of itself is not a crime, of course. But if there was impropriety, sexual misconduct, other criminal actions going on, they could be implicated or at least associated. It could hurt their brand. It could hurt their livelihood.
Yeah, I mean, it's an absolutely horrendous thing if they are committing a crime or assaulting someone. But I mean, if that's not going on, it's a raucous party and there's sex going on, but it's between consenting people. It certainly can affect an image if that's not what you want. But we are starting to see more voices this week kind of coming out. Denzel Washington confronting Diddy apparently at a party in 2003, saying he doesn't respect people. We're seeing other individuals kind of pop up here and there. Elon Musk called Diddy a good friend right before the disgraced rapper's arrest. I don't know if some people are just trying to get ahead of the game here. Some of these people, we're refinding these clips and information, and now it doesn't look so great. But what kind of legal repercussions could some of these people face by being connected to Diddy? There's a big difference between attending a party and actually being the organizer, the trafficker, I'm going to bring in these people to this party and just showing up. If they just showed up to this party but didn't necessarily know all the surprises that Diddy had in store, does that make them criminally liable if they're at the party?
You know, in my appraisal, just talking hypothetically, if they were just there, and they didn't participate in any illegality, but they may have observed something, they're likely not subject to criminal liability. But when they cross the line into knowledge and facilitation, if they're sort of encouraging something that's going on and there's a woman who's apparently saying, hey, stop or no or something like that, that's when we get a little closer to possibly being implicated on the criminal side.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about this, some of Diddy's kids, not all of them, but some of them seem pretty tight with him. We've heard allegations of them participating with his parties. A father-son bonding thing, the freak-offs. You know, who doesn't have that? It's insane.
Family matter.
Family man. You know, they have their Sunday dinner, and then it's freak-off time. But they clearly, there's a lot of dark allegations about some of those kids being, you know, just as bad as Diddy, like father, like son. What sort of legal responsibility do they have or sort of protections do they have, I guess, in terms of having to testify or not testify against their father? I know there's obviously the spousal, you know, thing that's out there. He doesn't have a spouse, so that's not in existence. But what about kids, adult kids who may have been part of this stuff?
Yeah, although there is a spousal privilege, meaning like your partner can't testify against you, there is no familial privilege that's broader than that. So his kids could certainly be subpoenaed to testify or to provide materials and information. And they don't always have a lot of great outs to avoid that. Now, they could get up there and invoke their Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination if they were subpoenaed. But that gives rise to a suspicion, especially in the public sphere, that they were engaged in some sort of impropriety, and they're trying to cover that up. Whether that's true or not is immaterial to the public's perception.
Yeah, I mean, and this all theoretically speaking, they haven't been charged with anything as of right now. But could the feds use that as, you know, basically a carrot for them, saying, look, we got all this on you. We will charge you. You will be in prison for the rest of your life, just like your father, unless you come and tell us everything you know about these parties and use you as a federal witness against your father. Can they put the pressure on like that to a child of him?
100%. And I imagine the feds are doing that not only to Diddy's family, but also potential associates and attendees of these parties. They're putting that pressure on, and they're probably going to give him a chance. And whether, you know, a person is going to turn on their own family to save their hide is a difficult decision for anybody to make.
There's allegedly, obviously, there's the tape with the one person on it, but then there's also this list that we've been hearing about that's eventually going to drop that has a lot of associates on it. And I'm sure the list doesn't necessarily say, and this person, and here's their role, and this person. So it's going to be, everybody's going to be looking at this list going, oh my God, they're somehow associated, but it doesn't necessarily mean everybody was criminally acting in it. But we are going to see a lot of names on here, and what we understand, very recognizable names. How would you caution people when this does drop in terms of how to interpret the list when it shows up, in terms of not jumping to conclusions or judgment too fast?
Yeah, I think that's super important, Tony, because although we have this, you know, saga with Diddy that's been kind of gripping the nation, we do have to exercise a little bit of caution because, like I said, simply attending a party is not criminal, even if it's a wild party. Mm-hmm. We're in America, man. You can have freedoms. You can have your own lifestyle. And so long as you're not transgressing any criminal laws, you didn't do anything wrong. And we can't prejudge those folks before we really know the full extent of any alleged involvement.
Yeah. Yeah, very fascinating. Who knows what we're going to know by next week? We may have those names. Fascinating story.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.